Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies. So at the time of recording this, this is actually my first podcast I've recorded since giving birth to my son. So I'm not quite sure actually when this podcast will go live because I tend to batch create all of my content quite far in advance. So by the time you're listening to this, my son may actually be not getting old, but not quite a fresh newborn. But at the time of recording this, he is just coming up to 3 weeks old. And wow, what an amazing experience it has been. It's just been so, so nice having a newborn in the house again. I absolutely love, love, love the newborn stage and just seeing my daughter Raffi, who turned 2 in January, just seeing her interact with him and how sweet she is with him. It's just been really lovely. We are still in lockdown in the UK. And actually, it's been a bit of a blessing in disguise because it means we can all just hibernate at home. As I'm actually looking out of my window now, there is snow on the ground. So it's been pretty cold here in the UK, but it's just been a really nice environment to just bundle up with a newborn and Raffi and get cozy and just, yeah, spend some really nice time at home. Anyway, for this episode, I want to really dive in to the things I needed to give up in order to become successful. Okay, so a lot of the time I talk about the things that I've added into my life in order, you know, for me to really manifest the things that I want. But for this episode, I really want to talk about the things that I needed to let go of, the things that I needed to cut out of my life, the things that I needed to give up. And when I started to kind of plan out this podcast episode, it actually made me realize how much I've actually given up in my life. And I don't want to say given up from that place of, oh, I've had to sacrifice things. I'm really talking about giving up things that just didn't serve me. And it's actually amazing kind of looking at the list. And I actually had to whittle it down for this episode. But it was actually amazing looking at the list that I had of the things that I've given up, how much things that I had in my life throughout my 20s before I started my business that just weren't serving me, yet they were just a habitual part of my day-to-day life without me even thinking about whether or not they were serving me, the impact that they were having on my mindset, without me really being aware how much these things were actually holding me back. So yeah, it was quite an eye-opener kind of going through all of the things that I have given up. But let's dive into the list because it'll be interesting to know whether you have these things in your life at present. And if you do, whether it may be time to reconsider how much a part these things play in your life and whether you could perhaps let go of these things too. So I'm going to start with something that for me was actually, it was pretty easy to give up. With full disclosure, this wasn't a permanent sacrifice or permanent thing that I gave up in my life. But at the beginning of my journey, when I first kind of stepped into the personal development world, especially when I was starting to build my business, this was something that I just completely cut out altogether. And that was TV. Nowadays, every now and again, I will get into a series on Netflix or I'll watch something. But really what I have fully committed to giving up is anything that is negative. So consuming, whether this is TV, whether this is, books, consuming things that are negative and that have a sort of a negative theme to them. So as I said, TV in the beginning stages of my entrepreneurial journey was one of the first things to completely go. If I was going to be spending my free time doing anything, I wanted it to be committing myself to reading books or listening to podcasts or watching YouTube videos on things that were really going to help me to grow, things that were going to expand my knowledge. I was learning a lot at the time, so I just did not have the space for just, you know, binge watching TV series. Nowadays, I do have a lot more time, and I can, if I want, you know, if I want that downtime to watch sort of a Netflix series, I will watch that, but I will be very, very mindful over the things that I do consume. And as a general rule, I have completely given up any sort of negative television or negative podcasts or anything that kind of has, anything that has, you know, these negative undertones. So what I'm talking about is it may be sort of like a Netflix series such as, I don't know, something like Narcos, or, you know, something that's got quite an aggressive theme to it. Or it might be a book that's sort of like a thriller. And don't get me wrong, like, I used to love these types of media. I used to love watching things like Narcos or Queen of the South, or, I'd like to read sort of like thriller books as well. They really, for whatever reason, I got enjoyment from them, until I realized that whatever we fill our brain with, whatever we consume, we are going to start creating more of in our reality. And so what this kind of meant with consuming negative TV shows or negative books was that I could always feel the vibrational impact it had on me afterwards. And maybe you've experienced this. Maybe you've gone to bed and you've been watching like a horror film or a thriller or something, you know, that's negative, and it leaves you with that sense of anxiety. And maybe the next morning you wake up and you still have those anxious feelings. And this is what I was finding, especially what I was watching before I went to bed would definitely have an impact on my vibration, or what I read before I went to bed. Okay, and so I made a commitment that I would really just give up consuming anything that didn't raise my vibration, that actually lowered my vibration or made me feel stressed or made me feel anxious or just really wasn't serving me. And so I'm very mindful now when I consume something, I ask myself, is this intentional? Am I making an intentional decision here to watch this or consume this? Or is it just something that I'm absorbing without even thinking about it? So that would be the first question I ask myself. And that's really important, because so often it's very easy to just not really think about what we're consuming, you know, especially at the end of the day. If you're tired, it's so easy to just flick on a TV program without really thinking about it, and you kind of just zone out, right? You know, you just mindlessly consume whatever it is that you're watching. And that can be fine. It can be, you know, for some people it's a way to relax. But you have to be really careful, like, because whatever you are consuming, especially if it's something that's late at night, because as we are either going to sleep or as we are gradually waking up in the morning, our brain is entering into a theta state whereby you become very, very receptive to whatever it is that you're consuming. Okay, that's where your brain becomes more malleable. And why that's important is, let's say you're watching something pretty negative or reading something negative just before you go to bed or just as you wake up in the morning, that's going to have a more profound impact on your thoughts, because your thoughts are more susceptible. Those things are going to be absorbed by your subconscious mind. And whatever goes into your subconscious, you are going to start seeing that reflected back to you in your reality. Okay, so if you are consuming lots of negative content just before you go to bed, you're going to start to feel more negative. You're going to start to see negative things show up in your life. So it's really important you are mindful about, what am I consuming? Okay, and give up the things that do not serve you. Give up consuming the TV shows, the books, whatever it is. For a while as well, I was listening to the podcast Serial. Again, it was quite a negative podcast. And I realized that, yeah, it was having a really negative impact on how I was feeling. Okay. And so, yeah, there's a few reasons why you'd give up things like, you know, TV. You know, it could be just to create more space in your day for the things that, you know, you want to be a priority. So maybe you're starting a business, but it's also about, you know, cutting out that negative dialogue from your life as much as possible. Okay. So I'd be interested to know, like, from you guys, have you cut out television altogether? Have you cut out books altogether? As I said, you know, I still will watch shows. You know, for example, I've just finished binge watching Bridgerton, which I absolutely loved. And it has, you know, it's pretty much quite a positive show. It's quite uplifting. And I just really enjoyed watching that. And it made me feel good. But yeah, I try to really avoid anything that's going to make me feel negative. Okay, let's move on then to something else that I have given up as part of me becoming successful and as part of me, you know, really being able to manifest my best life is toxic people. Okay, so you are the product of the people that you spend the most time with. You've probably experienced this when you've been around negative people. You come away from those people, and even though you physically left them, you can still feel the energetic effect of being in their presence. So it may be that, you know, you come away and you feel drained, you feel exhausted, your energy just feels off. You know, especially if you've been around people who, you know, maybe complain about a lot of things, maybe they're stuck in victim mode, they only ever see problems rather than solutions, they've got a very negative mindset, they've got perhaps a very much a scarcity mindset. So for me, just giving up toxic people, maybe they're just people that just like to gossip and bitch and moan about life rather than focusing on the positive. Now, with full disclosure, this giving up toxic people, I don't want you to take this as to mean I can't be there for people when they need me, because there's definitely a difference between somebody, you know, genuinely needing your support and, you know, having that sort of negative period in their life where they need you and, you know, being there for that person, especially those people that you really care about. There's a difference between that and people that just constantly bring toxicity into your life. People that just never want to see solutions. People that only ever want to focus on problems or bitchiness, or, you know, relationships that you've realized just do not serve you at all. You're not actually deriving any real benefit from. And a big part of me kind of stepping into my power and really being able to manifest more positive things in my life meant giving up the people that were weighing me down. And you know, there was certain people in my life that I just knew I wasn't getting any value from being around them. They didn't bring much positivity into my life. And it, you know, it wasn't from a place of, oh, you need me. And, you know, because you're being negative, I can't be around you anymore. It was kind of from that place of, I know no matter what I do, or no matter what I say, no matter how much I'm there for you, you're probably not going to allow that positivity in. And it's not to say that these relationships will forever be out of my life. It might be a time when, there may be a time when, you know, things change and I am able to create more space for that relationship. But yeah, I think it's just not being afraid to give up the people that are weighing you down. So often we hold on to relationships from a sense of duty or obligation, or, you know, because we feel guilty, without actually asking ourselves, is this really serving me? What am I getting from this? How does this relationship benefit me? Sometimes our relationships can become very, very one-sided, where we kind of give all of ourselves to a relationship without actually getting much back. And there has to be that balance. A relationship has to serve you as well. Okay. So letting go then of sort of toxic things that we consume, letting go of negative people. What else have I given up then? Comparison. Comparison is the thief of all joy. And I spent a lot of my 20s comparing myself to other people. Most of the time, I would compare myself to people who were doing better than I was, who are seemingly more successful, more happier, prettier, healthier. it would be very rare that I would look at people worse off than myself and think, oh, how lucky am I? How privileged am I? It would often be looking at people who seemingly had more than me that I would compare myself and I would constantly think, well, I don't add up. My life doesn't add up here. And I realized that, again, that just wasn't serving me at all. Because what you're doing here is you're putting yourself in that state of constant lack, of constant scarcity. I don't have enough. I am not enough. I am not smart enough. I am not rich enough. I am not successful enough. And when you focus on your life from a place of not enough, you are just going to perpetuate that cycle of scarcity. You're going to constantly see this not enoughness showing up in your life. Maybe you will manifest things, but constantly that will never be enough for you. You will constantly feel as if you don't have enough success. You don't have enough money. You know, that's going to be what is mirrored back to you in your reality. So I realized that comparison for me, it was keeping me in this state of lack, and therefore I was manifesting more lack. So I needed to switch the narrative. And what I realized was that I needed to stop comparing my chapter one to somebody else's chapter 100. Because again, it's always looking at my life from this place of not enough. And what I did instead, I started to replace this with, how can I compare myself with the woman that I was yesterday? Okay, how can I look at who I was a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, and compare myself to who I was then? Because then what I'm doing is I'm looking at where I am now from this place of abundance. Look how far I've come versus look how much further I have to go. Okay, I was looking at my life from, wow, look how much I've grown. Look how much my finances have grown. Look how much more successful I am. Look how, you know, much my audience has grown. Okay, so I gave up comparing myself to people that were further ahead of me. And I replaced that with comparing myself with the person, the woman that I was back then, the woman that I have, you know, was yesterday, was a month ago, and just looking at that from how far I've actually come. And when you do that, when you focus on, look how much I've grown, look how much I've accomplished, again, you're in that energy of abundance. And in that energy of abundance, you're going to become a magnet for more abundance. That's the thing that keeps you moving in that forward momentum. So that's a really important one. Giving up comparing yourself to people that seemingly have more and replacing that with comparing yourself with the woman you were yesterday. Focusing on how much you've grown versus how much further you have to go. Okay, the next thing is giving up unhealthy things that I put into my body. And again, with full disclosure, I don't want you to think that I am somebody that only ever eats amazing things that are good for me, and I will never, you know, eat chocolate or never drink wine or, you know, have a bag of crisps every now and again. I'm very much not that person. I will like to have my little things that I love every now and again. Last night, I ate pretty much half a box of Ferrero Rochers and I absolutely bloody loved it. But on the whole, I am pretty good. I'm pretty conscious and mindful of what I will put into my body. And I very much eat healthy, I would say 80% of the time. And really, that's kind of my rule. Like, as long as I'm doing it well, 80% of the time, I can give myself a little bit of slack for that 20% where it may be chocolate, it may be having a glass of wine. I absolutely love champagne at the moment. I don't know why. Since I am breastfeeding, so obviously I can't really drink much at the moment. I will have sort of like a small, small glass. I every now and again like to have myself my little indulgences, but on the whole, I will eat pretty clean. I will eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. I'm not a vegan or vegetarian, but I very rarely eat or consume animal products. So if I have a coffee, I will always have dairy-free milk. Yogurt, I will have coconut yogurt. I very rarely eat dairy, but again, full disclosure, this is sort of an 80-20 rule, in that 80% of the time I won't eat animal products, 20% of the time I do have the odd thing every now and again. So for me, cheese is my weakness. I absolutely love a cheese board. And every now and again, we will eat a little bit of meat, but very rarely we would cook it at home. It might be more if I went out to a restaurant or something, or a friend was cooking dinner. So in terms of what I put into my body then, it tends to be largely plant-based, a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruit, a lot of things from the ground. And I feel that those are the things, in fact, I know that these are the things that help me to keep my vibe high. And we all know that we are a magnet to the things that we are a vibrational match to, you know? So if we're vibrating at a high frequency, we're going to call more high frequency things into our lives. And everything on this planet is made up of energy, food included, okay? So food has its own vibrational frequency. So if you are filling your body with low vibrational foods, you are going to instantly lower your frequency. And you've probably felt this. You know, there's definitely been days. I mean, I can't really remember what a hangover looks like these days since having children. But I remember when, before having my daughter and my son, and, you know, I would overindulge in alcohol, mainly wine, and the next day I would have a hangover. I would find that, well, my hangovers tended to last like 3 days. And in those 3 days, I would fill myself with pretty negative foods, low vibe foods. So a lot of carbs, maybe junk food. And oh my goodness, I would feel drained. I would feel exhausted. And often I'd find like my mood was off. That was my energy. You know, what I was putting into my body was affecting my vibrational frequency. And of course, that would affect then how I would show up in my life. It would affect the things that I would manifest into my life. And so, yeah, really just being mindful then of what I'm putting into my body as a way to manage my energy, as a way to keep my vibe high, has been very important. And it tends to be that junk food, alcohol, chocolate, refined sugars, crisps, they are all low vibe things, right? It's not, it doesn't take, you know, rocket science to figure out that these are going to be the low frequency foods. If you're filling your body with more plant-based greens, fruits, things from the earth, natural products, these are going to be, obviously, these are your much higher frequency foods. They are going to raise your frequency as well. So giving up unhealthy foods, 80% of the time, has definitely helped me to manifest more positive things into my life. And then let's move on to negative self-talk. This goes without saying, giving up talking negatively to yourself is going to have a huge impact on the things that you are able to manifest. Whatever you are saying to yourself, whatever is becoming the narrative of your mind, becomes the narrative of your life. Okay, so whatever you kind of hear yourself saying on a daily basis, that is going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you're constantly telling yourself, I can't do this, I'm not clever enough, you know, I'm not cut out for this, I'm not capable of this, I'm not worthy of this, I'm not pretty enough, whatever, that not enoughness is going to be, you know, mirrored back to you in not enoughness in your life. Okay, you're telling yourself, I'm not successful enough, I'm not smart enough to be successful. That's what you're going to see in your reality. So giving up that negative self-talk. And this is where a solid mindset routine becomes imperative. You know, it's not just a case of switching a button and all of a sudden you no longer talk negatively to yourself. It is a process. Okay, it is a process of shifting beliefs. Obviously, your conscious mind, that's something that you have a bit more awareness of. So your conscious mind is that internal daily chitter chatter that you know, just by being more mindful of what you're saying to yourself and being more aware of your thoughts can help you turn off that negative thought pattern. But it's your subconscious mind, it's the underlying negative chitter-chatter that you're perhaps not even aware of. They're the things, that's the thing that you really want to focus on. And this is where mindset work and really digging into your beliefs and kind of changing your beliefs at a subconscious level becomes super, super important. Because the subconscious mind, often it just runs on autopilot, right? It is kind of talking to us without us even realizing it. It's that silent, you know, deep-rooted voice, which so often, you know, when we're busy going about our day, we don't even realize that this voice is talking to us. Our subconscious mind is, you know, stuck in this vicious negative cycle. You know, it's constantly telling us, you know, you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you can't do this, without us even realizing it. So it's that subconscious mind really that you want to become more aware of. But just giving up that negative self-talk by really committing to the mindset work, kind of doing the work around your beliefs and really changing that narrative is obviously going to help you when it comes to creating more success. It's definitely helped me. Because obviously whatever you're focusing on, both at a conscious and a subconscious level, you are creating more of, okay? That dialect in your mind becomes the narrative for your life, okay? So something to really be aware of. Let's move on then. The final thing I want to talk about, and again, this podcast could probably be 10 hours long if I went through every single thing that I've given up. But I've just really focused on the first things that kind of came to my mind. And the final thing I want to draw upon is procrastination. Giving up procrastination. Okay. For the most of my 20s, I procrastinated on everything. I overthought everything, okay? Before I made a decision on something, I would second guess myself. I would let my fear get in the way. I spent the whole of my 20s putting my dreams on hold, putting my life on hold. And it didn't get me anywhere. And I knew that if I wanted to create more success in my life and if I wanted to manifest more of what I wanted, I would have to stop procrastinating on things. I would have to stop procrastinating on taking action, on moving myself forwards towards my dreams. Procrastination is very much a fear-based response. And when we act from a place of fear, we are, you know, we're not acting from the right kind of place to manifest more positive things, okay? Fear-based action often leads to fear-based results, okay? So procrastination, again, you know, when we procrastinate on things, it's often because we're too scared, right, to take action. We're too scared. We overthink things. We focus more on things going wrong versus things going right. And procrastination, you know, waiting to make a decision or to take action, it doesn't make that decision any easier. If anything, it actually makes that decision much, much harder. And I often see this play out with our students within the Click Academy or women that are looking to join the Click Academy. They will often procrastinate on that decision because it's a scary decision, right? Becoming a coach is a scary decision. Starting a business is a scary decision. And so they'll procrastinate on that decision thinking, oh, well, maybe next month it will be easier for me to say yes to this. And actually, it often becomes harder. The more you procrastinate on things, the bigger that fear can often become. And often when that fear becomes really, really big, you then often make the decision that, oh, well, maybe I'm not going to do it at all. And I see so many women put their dreams on hold because of this procrastination piece, because they are, you know, fearing moving forwards on something. They'll put things off, hoping that, oh, well, you know, in the future, I'll be more confident to make this decision. And actually, you know, it never actually plays out for them. They never actually move forwards with their dreams. Or they do, but, you know, they take so long to get there. And then they get there and they think, I only wish I'd started this a year ago. Okay. And I feel that I pretty much made this decision. I pretty much gave up procrastination on starting my business. I think when I realized that I wanted to become a coach, And I realized how much I'd been procrastinating on my dreams for the majority of my 20s. I made a conscious decision that no longer would I be somebody that overthought things. No longer would I be somebody that procrastinated on my dreams and put my dreams on hold. I found something now that I was hugely passionate about, and I wanted to make sure that I was decisive as possible to move my dreams forwards as quickly as possible. And I feel that that has served me very, very well. Giving up procrastination, I think, has been one of the biggest gifts that I've given to myself and has really, really helped me manifest success. I'm somebody now that really just allows myself to just trust my gut. And it's not to say that, you know, decisions sometimes don't feel scary. Often a lot of the decisions that I make in my life feel hugely, hugely scary. I'm about to make, my whole family are about to make a pretty big decision over the next, when we're actually permitted to travel again. We're thinking about, in fact, we've decided that we are going to spend more time traveling. And I know that sounds quite exciting, but it's also really scary as well, because to kind of leave behind family and to kind of, you know, commit to a year where we're going to travel and we're going to explore more and we're going to kind of go back to more of a not nomadic life, because we've got our home in the UK, which, you know, is always going to be our home, but just to kind of give ourselves more time to travel. You know, that's been a decision that we're not going to procrastinate on that. Once we can, we're going to do it. And it is scary, but I know that when I just go with my heart and I trust my gut and just jump in on things, I find that often that's when I have the best experiences and that's when things actually work out. When I procrastinate on things, when I act, you know, I allow my fears to take over, I have missed out on so much in my life because of that. So giving up procrastination has been a big one for me. I'm now decisive. I don't overthink things. I just do things. I trust that they're always going to work for me. I trust that if I'm leading from the heart and, you know, I trust that the universe is going to support me. If I'm walking my authentic path, I know that the universe is always going to come in and validate that. And it's going to, you know, make sure that everything works out in my favor. Okay, so giving up procrastination, ladies. If you are somebody right now that procrastinates on everything, I urge you to just give it a go, even just for one day. Like, what would one day look like for you if you weren't procrastinating on things? If you were more decisive, if you were more, you know, if you had more faith in your decisions and your abilities, if you believed that everything was already working out in your favor, everything that you committed to would work out for you, what would you say yes to? Okay, so stop procrastinating, start trusting yourself more and allowing yourself to take that leap of faith. And I promise you that will serve you very, very well in your life in terms of your success, in terms of the things that you are able to manifest. Okay, so as I said, this is a non-exhausted list, but hopefully that has given you a lot of food for thought on the things that I have given up that have helped me to really create the life that I live today. And yeah, just manifest more success, more abundance, and more positive experiences. All right, ladies. Well, it was amazing connecting with you as always. And I look forward to chatting with you again very, very soon. Lots of love, ladies.
Wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.